I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Though most of us call ourselves treasure hunters, we're really mostly coin shooters. We dream of finding that big cache of buried loot or gold and diamonds, but in real life we dig a lot of clad coins and an occasional silver dime and quarter, and the biggest find for most of us will be a gold ring. But what about the treasure hunters who find real treasure? I'm talking about a find that nets hundreds of thousands of dollars or more. How does that affect their lives? I don't know any treasure hunters who have made such a find, but a pretty close comparison, I think, would be lottery winners. And I do have some facts and figures about lottery winners that may make you happy you've never found the big treasure. These stories, by the way, are from a great article in USA Today. It's unbelievable how people have seen their lives go right down the tubes after they win a big lottery prize. Check these out. Callie Rogers, 16 years old, won $3 million in a British lottery. She bought a few homes, she took expensive vacations, she gave money to her friends, and now she's less than broke and working as a maid to pay off her debts. She says winning the lottery ruined her life. But hey, she was just 16 and didn't know any better, right? Okay, what's Janet Lee's excuse? She was 52 when she won $18 million. She bought a big house and some cars, donated $1 million to her college, gave money to her church, gambled like a high roller, and filed for bankruptcy. Jack Whitaker, 55, won $315 million, the largest jackpot ever at the time. Yep, gone. He gave a lot of it to charities. He had his car broken into twice, losing $750,000 that he had in his car. He was sued by Caesar's Palace for $1.5 million because of bounced checks. His wife divorced him, and three family members or friends died of drug overdoses, probably because of his money. Billy Bob Harrell won $31 million. He bought a mansion for himself and six houses for members of his family. He lent money to friends who never expected to pay him back. This is common with lottery winners, by the way. Friends take money and then disappear. He divorced his wife, and 2 years after he won the lottery, he committed suicide. Shortly before he killed himself, he said, "Winning the lottery is the worst thing that ever happened to me." Here's my favorite story. Bud Post won $16 million. His family talked him into starting two businesses. They both failed. His ex-girlfriend sued him for her share of the money. His jealous brother hired a hitman to kill him. He declared bankruptcy, and he now lives on Social Security. Now, am I saying that these horrible things will happen to you if you strike it rich with your metal detector? Of course not. You're a ton smarter than these idiots. I mean, look at it this way. You're spending your money intelligently on metal detectors, not lottery tickets. You're working for your treasures, not giving away your money and crossing your fingers. That proves you have more sense than they do right there. Like somebody said, the lottery is God's way of punishing those who weren't paying attention in math class. The other problem with lottery winners is that their names are published, so everybody knows they're rich now, and that brings all the creeps out of the woodwork. You, on the other hand, would keep your mouth shut if you made a big find. Am I right? Of course I am. Thanks for listening. If you enjoy these podcasts, please visit my website, treasuremanual.com. That's treasuremanual, all one word, .com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.